To the Gospel of Matthew, out of the 9th chapter, I read verses 35 through 38, supporting scripture coming from James 1, 22 through 25. St. Matthew 9, 35 through 38 reads, "And Jesus went about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." James 1. Verse 22 through 25. "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." The basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. It's time to find something to do. It's time to find something to do. Hallelujah. Whenever you learn that it's not all about you, and when you get the realization that you are nothing but a wretch undone, it is by the grace of a mighty God that we are able to say that we are saved this morning. And the only reason that we are able to say that with conviction is that we have to have a belief down on the inside that the blood still works. Because it was the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that was shed on Calvary's Hill that made it possible this morning for us to have the hope and to have the joy and the enthusiasm of lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. I'm reminded of a song that Sister Wilma sang, "If the Lord never does anything else, he has already done enough." Are there any witnesses that could say along with her this morning, are there anybody that really say that and believe and mean what you say? If God does not do anything else from this moment right now, 5 after 12, if God just stop blessing me, but I can look back at what God has already done, I can still say he's already done enough. He's done enough for me to praise him. He's done enough for me to open up my blinded eyes and realize that all I got to do is see the goodness of the Lord. Somebody said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." I don't know about you, but I got a taste one day. And all you need is just a taste. Anybody ever had something that tastes good and you didn't have but a little bit of it? And you can't wait till you can get a little bit more of it? That's the way Jesus ought to be with you this morning. You ought to been there and had a taste of it, man. Because you had that taste, you just keep on coming back to get some more. And how many of you know that you don't have to come in here to get it? See, sometimes we get sidetracked and we think that this is the only place we can get our thing, but we got to understand that the God we serve is everywhere. You can serve him right there in the comforts of your home. And we come this morning on this great Lord's Day to give God praise and to give him glory for the things that he has done in our lives. The message this morning, it's time to find something to do. Only by God's grace and mercy that we are here on another day of fellowship, and we're here to offer thanksgiving and praises to a mighty God that is truly worthy of all of our praises. And I find this morning that I can't say that enough, because I don't believe even out of all the noise we make, we still don't make enough noise for the Lord. We still don't do enough to give back what he has given to us. David said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me?" God blesses us every day of our lives. Even on those days that we consider to be a bad day, God is still blessing you, because you got the mindset to know that I'm having a bad day. Somebody's having a bad day and don't even know it. So if you got sense enough to know the difference between a good day and a bad day, that's enough to praise God right there. If you know the difference between feeling bad and feeling good, that's enough to praise God. If you ever been down and out in your body, then every time you feel more like yourself, you feel like telling God thank you. This weekend is considered and called Labor Day, where people all over the United States observe it as a federal holiday to give all workers a day of rest. And it celebrates their contribution to the American economy as well as the end of the summer vacation season. Labor Day. Labor Day means that somebody got to do some work. Labor Day is that time when we can start beginning to realize it's not going to be a lot of pool dipping. You might cook a barbecue on the outside, but you'll be going in and out. You won't be staying out. This weekend is that weekend when we sort of sum everything up. We're getting ready to make that transition going from one season to another season. The young ladies are saying so beautifully this morning, it is our season to be blessed. Every season is a season of blessings. When we look at all of the different seasons that God has given us, God blesses us in every one of those seasons. And sometimes we fail to acknowledge it, because we within ourselves, we've decided, I like the summer, I like the winter, I like the fall. Whatever you like, all of it comes from God. And I like a little bit of all of it. I like for the coldness, because you can layer and you can put on more clothes and everything and be all right. But I love the summertime, because I love getting in the water and I love seeing the water and hearing the birds sing and watching the beautiful flowers. But how many of you know that that time is getting ready to pass us by now, because it's Labor Day? Unfortunately, here in our city, we don't enjoy Labor Day the way that we used to, because we don't have as many people working. Sad to say that in our community, in our city, that the manufacturings and the textile plants and all of those things that kept us active and working and looking for that day when we have some time off, it does not exist anymore. But we are thankful to God that somebody still got a job. So now, just because you don't have a job, don't be hating on the one that got a job. We still need to observe Labor Day. We got to understand that it wasn't put in place just for you. It was put in place for everybody. We find that the very first Labor Day was held in 1882 on the first Monday of September, created as a holiday designed for workers. It was a time that you could, it's like putting a pause break on summer. And we're looking for a few more good, warm, hot days. But we know that there are not going to be too many more of those days. Because if you live long enough and if you watch the seasons, then you can feel in the air when the seasons begin to change. God has a way of just working things out to whether it don't matter what day the date on the calendar is. When God get ready for things to change, things begin to change. So you got to accept things just as God give them. So we are thankful this morning to have an opportunity to share in what we call the Labor Day weekend. A lot of people have traveled. A lot of people are away from their homes. A lot of people are away from their churches, just enjoying that last little getaway. Because for the working force, we realize that the next holiday is not until Thanksgiving. So you got a long time unless you got one of those jobs where you got some built-up days where you can take them when you get ready. And there are those that are blessed like that, and then there are those that are not blessed like that. But we are thankful this morning that God is who he is. The Bible declares and teaches us through the words of King Solomon as printed in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes to everything. There is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. So we realize that God has everything in a predetermined cycle. And in that cycle of life, we got to fall in place somewhere. So we see that everything has its own time and its own purpose under the heaven. All of us now have been born and we realize that we are all appointed a day that we are going to die. Now, there are those of us that have never planted a seed, but we know something about seeds being planted. And after the seed has been planted, once harvest time comes, it's time for somebody to go and pluck up that which has been planted. Now we got some pluckers in here. Because I hear them talking all the time about how many tomatoes they got out of the garden and how many cucumbers they got out of the garden. So I know we got some folk that's planting. We got some folk that have seen the harvest. And we got some folk that got a mind and a heart to share that God have given them. But the Bible is trying to get us to understand that we live in a world of changes. The events of time and conditions of human life are vastly different one from another, but the same God is always there for each and every one of us. We got to understand, because of the changes of time, we cannot expect that I'm always going to be in the condition that I am in right now. You got to understand that you might be at your lowest point right now, but just because you're at your lowest point right now, that does not mean that's where you're going to be tomorrow. Anybody know that time changes and things change in time? And you might have been down and out on the one side, but on the flip side of that, God has blessed you and made a way out of no way. I read that the lowest valley is joined to the highest mountain. So even though you may not seem like you're getting nowhere, all you got to do is just keep on pressing. Those of us that are on this Christian journey, we have had it made up in our mind that I want to go to heaven when I die. So the Bible declared, press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But when you press toward that mark, you got to forget those things that are behind you. You can't keep on carrying all that load of your yesterdays. Whole lot of you are not happy because you got too many yesterdays on your shoulder. You got to learn how to lay off every weight and every sin that the Bible says so easily besets you. In other words, it keeps you from being focused. It keeps you from staying on track. It keeps you from staying in the lane that God would have you to be in. You got to know that God is a mighty good God. And he is the one that we got to understand that if we do what God would have us to do. The Bible says that if man don't work, man ought not to eat. The Bible also tells us that we ought to enjoy the fruits of our labor while we are yet still alive. So don't be all weary because somebody say you don't need this or you don't need that. There come a time you got to do what you got to do. Anybody know that you got to work out your own soul salvation? It's time for all of us to be about our Father's business. We got to find something knowing that if we don't find something to do. I heard somebody say that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. See, when you don't have anything on your mind, the devil will put something on your mind. If you don't have any good thoughts, the devil will give you some thoughts. The Bible, that somebody told us as we were growing up, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say nothing. But I don't believe some of us heard that. Some of us didn't learn that fact because a lot of us all come out of our mouth as nasty, negative things. But if you don't have anything good to say about your neighbor, you ought to learn how to hold your peace. You ought to learn to keep your mouth shut sometimes. Anybody in here know somebody that talk too much? Anybody know somebody just need to sit down every now and again and let God be God? Anybody know that it's not all about you? You got to know that it's about the power of a mighty God. We got to realize that we got to stop going around feeling like we are worthless. If you're walking around and you don't have anything to do with yourself, if you're feeling incomplete or you're feeling humdrum and the lack of something, remember that you got to go to work. For the Bible declares work while it's day. For night coming when no man can work. I hear James asking the question, what is your life? He said it is even a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it vanishes away. So we are here today, but we are also gone today. There was a time when we used to say here today, but gone tomorrow. But how many of you know that at the blink of an eye, things can change just like that. Everything is going all right for 1 minute. And the next minute, everything is falling all apart. But I want to let you know that I thank God this morning. That I serve a God that is able to do whatever I need him to do. And if you become a believer and he lives in you, then you will know that he will be a rewarder. The Bible declares of him that diligently seek him. So if you're looking for God, I come to tell you that he's not very far away. Now I wonder this morning, how many believers are there in the house that don't mind telling God, like Isaiah, here am I, send me. Any believers in here? Any workers in the house? I know we got some retirees, but I need to find some workers this morning. I need to find somebody that say that they got faith in God. How many of you got faith in God? But where are all my faith people at? They said, I believe that the Lord will make a way somehow. Where are all those folk that they say, by faith I walk, by faith and not by sight? Where are all those folk that believe that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen? Any faith believers in the house? Anybody believe that if I lay my hand on thee and I trust the power of a mighty God, that God will do just what I need him to do? I stop by to let you know that every one of you to say that you got faith. Faith without works is dead. If you are not doing anything, then you are a dead soldier. And God don't need a dead soldier. He needs somebody that is alive. Somebody that got on their armor. Somebody that's willing to run the race. The Bible says, yea, a man may say that they have faith and I have works, but show me your faith by your works. The Bible declares that you ought to be a doer of the word. And other than just a hearer of God's word, we hear it every week. We hear it all week long. But how many of you become a doer that'll get up off the stool of do nothing and find you something to do? Wait a minute. You ain't gonna preach this out of me. Thank you, Deke. Woo! Y'all about got me that time. Woo! I'm not here to feel good this morning. But I'm here on a mission. I'm here to offer a spiritual job fair. And I need some workers. I don't know who got your resume, but I'm not checking resumes this morning. For all I'm going to say to you, whosoever will, let him come. So I want to let you know right here in the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, we need somebody to get about our Father's business. We need to know this morning that when I come into the house of God, I come to share a word with you this morning, that it's time to find something to do. Now, if you don't know what to do, I'm going to help you this morning. That's why I had to back myself up. I got to let you know this morning that right here in the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, we have a music ministry. The youth choir, the senior choir, the FD Best Inspirational Choir, the men's choir, the women's choir, and the gospel choir. Get in where you fit in. You might say, I can't sing, but when you get your sound right next to the next man or woman's sound, it's all going to blend together. The Bible say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Some of you don't like singing, but we got an usher ministry. All age groups are welcome to be doorkeepers in the house of a mighty God. But you got to know that when you're a doorkeeper for the Lord, leave your problems at home. Come in here waiting to usher somebody in, to let them feel welcome and free in the house of God. They don't want to know that your feet hurting. They don't care nothing about who made you mad last night. But you open that door with a spirit of joy. Have a smile on your face. God is tired of worn out ushers walking around like you don't have no joy. I ain't through. Missionary ministry. Oh, we got a good group. Go out on Tuesday and on Thursday and on Sunday afternoon. But this is a Five Chapel Missionary Baptist Church where we all are members of this church. So it's not just my job. It's not just their job. It's not just the missionary's job. But it's all of our job to take care of one another. You can't do nothing else. You can go in somebody's house and look at them. Willing workers. Willing workers been around here a long time and you've not been having many meetings and you're not doing much work now. If you got some work to do, be willing to do it and get up and do it. Not a social hour for the meet. Hospitality. Didn't see nobody outside this morning. See, at this household of faith, we believe in welcome you on the outside before you get on the inside. Men and women, get back on your posts. Brotherhood fellowship. Thank God. Somebody said that we are looking for a few good men. I thank God for a few good men. But I got a few good men and I got a few lazy men. So I need the lazy one to get up on the second Saturday of the month. Come out and join in with the brotherhood. If you're a man, you're part of the brotherhood. Whether you come to the meeting or not, you're still part of the brotherhood. Women court ministry, I don't know what y'all doing. That fellowship gonna get off the ground one day. Widows ministry. We thank God that we hadn't forgot what God said. God told us to take care of those that are not able to take care of themselves. We realize that we can't do everything, but there's some things that we got to do. Nurses ministry. Another place you can find a job to do. Somebody might say, well, I'm not a registered nurse. We never asked nobody for their credentials. This ministry started out of love. It started out of concern for the pastor. It started out of concern for the people of God. And that is a ministry where we try to look out one for another. All of us ought to be a help to one another. Pastor's aid ministry. Far and few between. All of you should be a part of it. But I got sense enough to know that's not going to happen. So we thank God for the faithful few. They got a mind and a heart to look out for some of the things for the pastor. Our broadcasting ministry. To make sure that the people of God can hear what thus said the Lord our God. God has blessed us to have a website and to be able to get the word out, not only to in this house, but into many other houses. So there's a lot of work that can be done. Transportation ministry, trustees, deacons, youth church leaders and advisors. Out of all of that, you tell me you can't find something to do. You can't find anything out of all that, you don't want to do nothing. We got to learn that whether you want to do it or not, you got to have a mind to do what the Lord say do. See, when I look at our text this morning, I see Jesus. The Bible says Jesus departed and he saw two blind men. When he saw those two blind men, they said unto him, crying, Son of David, have mercy on us. When he come into the house, the blind men came to him and Jesus said, believe ye that I am able to do what you're asking me to do. And they said, Lord, we believe. And he touched their eyes and he said, according to your faith. You see, there we are back on that faith word again. When you got faith in God, all you got to do is believe. Whatever you need, God will do it. You see, we got to understand that there comes a time that you're not going to get it sugar-coated. There comes a time that you're not going to always feel like shouting on the mountaintop. But you got to know what it is to walk down through the valley. And when you get down in the valley, it's time to go to work. When you get down there and begin to work, you'll find that everything is not going to work out in your faith. But you can't give up because everybody don't want to go. I found out where two or three be there that God said he'll be in the midst. So I see Jesus now as he touched these two men and made everything all right. But he told them that what I want you to do is don't go tell nobody. But the Bible say they were just so glad that they were able to see now they began to spread it all over the land. Anybody in here ever been blessed by God? And the Lord did something in your life. Says you wasn't going to tell nobody. But you just couldn't hold your peace. I thank God this morning that we ought to have a mind to do what the Lord said do. We ought to have a mind to get up off the stool of do nothing. And it's time to find yourself something to do. You ought to find something to do in the house of a mighty God. You ought to be able to work for the Lord while it is day. For the Bible said when Jesus went out and he looked out among the people, he realized that they were sitting there scattered all abroad, looking like sheep having no shepherd. And he began to say that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Don't you know that we need some new workers in the vineyard? Anybody in here want to go to work? Or do you still want to sit there and let somebody else do the work? I stopped by to say it's time to get yourself in order. It's time to get your mind made up that I'm going to do something for the Lord while I have a chance. It's time for me to get up and ask the Lord, whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go. I don't want to be standing here like I'm looking in a mirror, but I want to be about my Father's business. It's time for you to stop doing things your way and doing things God's way. His way is the best way. And if you're not doing anything in the house of God right now, you better find you something to do. You ought to get up and tell somebody, I am ready to serve the Lord my God. I found out I can't make this journey all by myself, but I believe in the power of a mighty God. I see here it say, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that God will send forth workers. You see, in order for you to be a worker, you got to know what God wants you to do. And in order for God to tell you what to do, you got to hear what thus said the Lord our God. After you hear the word of God, then you got to become a doer of God's work. If you're going to be a doer this morning, that means that you got to stop making excuses. Got to stop sitting around looking all crazy. Just because you don't want to go, that don't mean we don't want to go. You don't know my story. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. You got to begin to think about what Jesus did. When I think about Jesus on Calvary's hill, they hung him high and they stretched him out a while. But did he just die for nothing? Or did he die for the sheep of the land? Did he die for somebody to say, here am I. I'll go where you want me to go. Did he die for somebody to say, I want to work the works of him that sent me while it is day? Anybody want to go to work? Anybody want to do what thus said the Lord? Are you just going to still sit on the stool of do nothing? It's time to find you something to do. If you don't have anything to do, stop twiddling your hands and rubbing your eyes and get about your Father's business. You better get up and do something for the Lord while you still got a chance. I thank God this morning that he is a mighty God. He's the one that'll make a way out of no way. He's the one that'll change your mind when you don't feel like going, when you don't feel like nobody cares. God has a way of changing things. That's why I thank God this morning that he is the one in control. I thank God this morning that if you don't want to do what God said, then God had the last say. God is the one that got heaven and hell. So if you don't do what the Lord said, you're going to be beat with many stripes. And the Lord God, our God, he is watching over us right now. And he know exactly what we got on our mind. He know exactly what we are capable of doing. And there's a lot of potential in this house. But as long as you sit down and do nothing and just be a hearer of the word and not be a doer of the word is not going to do you any good. You got to become a doer of God's word and not just a hearer only. And when you become a doer, you can look out and you'll see that the harvest is still plenteous. Plenty fruit, plenty work yet to be done. I don't care how much and how long you've been running. We hadn't did it all. And it's not going to be over until God says it's over. So those of you that feel like you done your little part because you done prayed for 30 years, you done worked for however long, that's good. But to him that endureth to the end, it's not a start stop. It's not a when you in the mood. But God's power, God's grace, and God's word should be always. It should be always a time where we are trusting the power of a mighty God. God is able to do what nobody else can do. And as we have come into this house this morning, don't you know God wants us to allow him to use us? Because if we're not used by God, the enemy are going to try to scoop you up. So find you something to do in the service of a mighty God.